Evening. A couple of notes. Thank you, Mark. Also, I just want to welcome back virtually John Kramer, who is back in town, but due to the quarantine for those coming from California and elsewhere, is unable to be with us physically. We're very glad to have you with us virtually. We wish you Mazel Tov. Ellie wishes you Mazel Tov too, as does Harvey and everybody else. And we very much look forward to you being joining us again in person, and we're glad to have you with us, so welcome back. Just a quick observation to carry on the halacha of the day. We now get to how we say the word amen. We've been talking about brachot v'shemo, when you say amen, when you say brachot, and now we're being given very specific instructions about the word. Sarach lizahar ma'od, be very careful, very careful. Shayoma tevat amen ketikuno, to say the word amen properly. No other word are we told. So far, we've been told about all sorts of brachot. Baruch Hu v'shemo. No one says at any point, say the bet properly, say the who properly. But amen, we're being told, say it properly. Shelo yachto for aleph, that we don't snatch away the aleph. What happens if you say amen without the aleph? What do you say?
Men.
I'm sure we hear a lot of people say that. This is not a criticism or a censure. Velo yavliya hanun, and we shouldn't swallow the nun. Now, what does amen sound like if you swallow the nun? Amay. So we shouldn't say men, we shouldn't say amay. What should we be saying?
Amen.
Amen. And it seems very striking that so much attention is put on saying that three-letter word carefully. And it strikes me there are three possible things we can draw from this. Number one, amen, we said, Baruch Hu V'Shemo is a personal reflection. You hear the name of God, you have to give it weight in your own mind. That's an internal reference. Amen is communicating empathy, I'm with you. That's what we said. If we were to give a translation to the word amen, it is I'm with you. In amen, if we're communicating in conversation, we should enunciate clearly. So that's the first thing. It's straightforward and it's surface superficial, but if we're in conversation, people sometimes talk under their breath, you miss each other, miscommunications can lead to all sorts of ramifications. Clearly enunciating is important if you're in conversation. So that's number one. Number two, we shouldn't understate the import of small things. And amen is three letters. You might think, amen. You know what I mean. And the emphasis is not Baruch Hu V'Shemo, which is a lengthy phrase, but three letters. Because every letter is central, every letter is important. Don't underestimate or understate the impact that small things that we do for other people can have. Number two. And number three, I have to remind myself, this is more symbolic than it is technical, which is if we are engaging with empathy for other people, we should be there from start to finish, from beginning to end. Aleph, Mem, Nun. We shouldn't come late to the party. We shouldn't leave late, early from the party. I'm not talking about actual parties. I'm talking about being there for people. We should be there from start to finish. And I'll just, as a kind of acute aside, if you don't say the Aleph and you don't say the Nun, what are you left with? Meh, just a literal bleat. And I think here when we're saying amen, sometimes we can mistakenly give the impression a whole room full of people is going, meh, and it looks like a room full of followers or sheep who are just engaging in ritual bleating and not engaging in empathy. And I think amen is to make the point. Again, you don't have to shout it from the bottom of your lungs if you don't want to, but about enunciating clearly that this isn't just ritual robotics, but actually this is deep, profound empathy. And when I say amen, I really mean I'm with you from start to finish. Okay,